7:13, Sync 96, Bilko and Jade for breakfast from Absolute Soul Secrets, our resident psychic, who we haven't had a good chat with since the end of last year when Rose Smith was revealing the secrets for 2023. Morning, Rose.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, especially because at the end of last year you said February would be a good financial month for me, that I would be coming into some money somehow. So hopefully that's still on the cards.
No, you did. Powerball, mate.
Oh, yeah. I won $11.05 in Powerball. I was stoked.
Live it up.
Will. Buy myself an icy cold can of Coke.
Oh. Hey, by the way, we're really thinking of this Green Comet right now. And the reason why I play War of the Worlds is because the Green Comet came from Mars during that famous Orson Welles radio play and invaded the planets. Now, you can assure us, Rose, there's no Martians coming, is there? Hey?
No, no. Martians are long gone. They've given up on us.
That's right. They've come down and had a look and went, no, thanks. We'll just keep moving
on. What is this?
yeah, next.
Now, this thing rolls around every 50,000 years, and if this is the case, I can't believe NASA didn't talk this up a year ago saying get ready for the Green Comet. It sort of came out a couple of weeks ago, but there is a cosmic significance of this event.
Oh, look, I believe that all of the events in the heavens have some sort of effect on us. Because this only happens every 50,000 years, we don't really know what the effect is. It's not coming, you know, close to the Earth or, you know, overly close or anything like that. So, I mean, there's no danger we're going to get wiped out and go back to dinosaurs, for example. But I think everything in the heavens, you know, that we have so much going on all of the time, especially in our subconscious that we don't really know about, we don't really look at. But I think it is significant that it does have a green tinge to it, because green is all about growth and prosperity, but also money.
Oh.
Again, I'm liking the month of February by the sound of things, Rose.
I'm reading the Geminis. It's a very prosperous month for me as well, not just the Pisces of Jade. So for once, things are looking up for me.
It's the whole year, you know, it's a bit of a mixed bag. Some countries will go into recession. There's no doubt in my mind that many European countries and the UK will go into recession. It's like when you have countries, there's always lots of different people. So it's true for some people, it's not true for other people. But Australia, I think it's sort of like borderline. If we do go into a recession, it'll only be very mild. And I don't get a lot about Australia going into recession
at
all.
Because comets traditionally have been the bastion of doom and gloom and all, everything's going to end. I mean, this is where the medieval people thought it was going to lead. But you don't see that for us. It's looking pretty good then.
Yeah. And, you know, that is true that comets, and I actually did look back a while ago and looked at all the comets and then looked at what happened in the world. And, you know, within a few years, there's normally something really bad that happened within a few years of the comet, you know. So like a major comet, say like Halley's Comet.
1984.
Yeah, so, you know, but this one doesn't come that close. And you really have to be looking in the sky to you know, try and work out what's going on with it.
Yeah, now it's only available for, or it'll be able to be seen for another couple of nights, but we've got a full moon too at the moment, Rose. Does that have any significance, the full moon and the comet sort of appearing together?
Yeah, so you've got the full moon in Leo, which it looked like last night it was actually full, but it'll be technically full tonight. So full moon actually.
So bright last night.
Yes, it was, because I was swimming. I noticed, how bright it was.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy. Rose, we're tipped to get another interest rate rise tomorrow. What do you see for the future of, Australia's finances this year in terms of rate payers and, you know, home repayments and things like that?
Yeah, I did it. I broached this subject in my 2023 predictions on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I do see more interest rate rises. I did that in December, early December last year, and I had these flashes in November last year. So there's a number of interest rate rises, and we all know that now. But I do see the prices of real estate going down and then coming back up again.
Right, okay.
Towards the end of the year. So if you think about selling your house, I'd be hanging on.
All right, we'll hang on to that. And before you go, Rose, got to ask about FebFit. It's something we're engaging on at the moment to try and get ourselves a little bit, you know, on track before the end of the month. Do you think Jade's going to succeed and get fitter?
Well, what I see is when you ask me that question, I've got stairs to my right, which means action steps, but it might also mean literally walking up and down stairs will do the job for Jade.
There you go.
So take the stairs and not the lift, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So you have to do it. You'll have to do it multiple times a day. Oh, what fun.
That's all right. And Jade has a natural inclination like you to swim with nothing on. Does that bode for anything? Does that mean anything? Does she connect to the universe better or what?
Well, I used to have that and then people... I had a swimming pool in another location. And then I moved the pool for various reasons and all sorts of things happened. And now the pool is sort of more near the front door, so I don't do it anymore.
Yeah,
I only have to get busted one time, Rose.
Right.
It changes your perspective.
Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks,
Rose. We'll get you back. Is it Tuesday to talk Valentine's Day? We'll get to do some love connections or something?
Oh, yes, it's coming up soon.
I know.
Look at him. Mr. Romantic over there is actually counting down the days.
I am, actually. I'm looking forward to see if I get luckier this year. I don't know. Thank you, Rose.
Thanks, Rose.